You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day from Day Weather is here to explore what's been happening across the planet. Let's start with the conditions here in the Midwest and across the nation. We've had rain. There's been some snow. What other things can we expect?
Well, we are going to expect it to get a lot colder here in the Corn Belt Midwest. The snow and the cold that's been in the Dakotas and Minnesota here over the last couple of days, well, that cold's going to migrate east. We're going to see some snow with it. I don't expect a lot of it, but more than anything, do be ready for some very cold temperatures that will probably take us into tomorrow and into Thursday for sure, with some moderating temperatures after that. But there's going to be a large part of the nation, Todd, that starting really tomorrow and through the weekend and into the first part of next week, it's a fairly quiet stretch of weather across the United States.
So it'll be cooler, is that right, during that time frame, or do we warm up as well?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's gonna certainly be a lot colder tomorrow and Thursday into early Friday. Some moderation in temperatures after that. Not a huge jump up, but temperatures bouncing back to normal.
Not bad for the start of December. How about if we turn to South America? What do their weather conditions look like in Brazil and Argentina?
Well, recently, the last couple of weeks, we've had weather that's been pretty benign. Really, nothing extraordinary has stuck out as being anything that's been a concern. The forecast is a little bit drier for Brazil and Argentina. As we go ahead over the next week or so, we see that the best rain chances will be in the southern growing areas of Brazil and northern and eastern areas of Argentina. So still favorable growing conditions, but a little bit drier than what we've seen lately.
Can I get your quick assessment of the sum of the South American weather growing regions start to the season? Is it more normal now after kind of a rocky start?
Well, I would say so far the start of it has been that way. One thing that we will be watching is the developing El Nino here in the northern hemisphere, but it does have some effect on the southern hemisphere as well. Up until now, really through the time frame of the beginning of the growing season until now, things have progressed somewhat normally, yes.
Thanks, Don. Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Check us out online at willag.org, willag.org. There you can check out our calendar of events. Things that are coming up include the December 9th, as you heard earlier from Daryl Good, ag economist at the U of I, the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. And then the following week, starting the 14th, that's a Monday, we'll be out on the road with the Illinois Farm Economics Summits. Daryl Good, Scott Irwin, Gary Schnitke, many of the names that you've heard here, Bruce Sherrick, and many others will be out in Champaign December the 14th, DeKalb on the 15th, in Peoria, Springfield, and Mount Vernon. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday the 14th of December through the 18th of December. For the Illinois Farm Economics Summits, of course, I'll be there. We'll be reporting to you from those places as well this year during the Closing Market Report and the Mid-Morning Market Report. The Illinois Farm Economics Summit, you can find out all the details on the Farm Doc Daily website, farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Get yourself registered today. The range of the cost depends on how soon you register, I think from $65 to $75. So make sure you check it out right now on farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Look for the Illinois Farm Economics Summits. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.